on TV.
You probably have his coffee mug.
You've seen him at the clubs and the bars. He's busted your girlfriend.
He's even busted your boyfriend.
He's busted your family.
He's probably even busted your ass.
He's Detective Gomez.
Detective Gomez Radio Show.
Fighting crimes of adultery.
Detective Gomez.
Mending broken hearts. Giving you the proof that you need. He's Detective Gomez.
Detective Gomez.
Welcome to Detective Gomez Radio Show. We're live in Dallas, Texas today. We're all around the Empire Central and 35 area. It's a kind of cool outside today. Bernie, how you doing today,
man? It feels good. I'm enjoying this this lovely view. Little shout out to the lovely, lovely Mary Kay ladies. They're on their way to the big convention right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're out. They're 2 minutes ago.
They're dressed amazingly. Ballrooms, gowns, hot shoes, hair, makeup. Pow-dow!
They're ready to go.
They're ready to rock it.
Yeah.
And they're walking around all around this building, and they look hot.
Yeah, you actually thought somebody was getting married up here, right?
I thought someone was getting ready. I was about to start, passing out business cards, started doing a little networking.
Yeah. But we need to touch Gomez when we get married, right, Frank?
No, I am
never going to get married after all this crazy stuff going on now. We got a big show today, a really big show. Tony, how you doing, everybody?
Doing great, DG. Once again, we're live from I-35.
Man, I love that, man. It's great, great. Feel good today. Had some coffee today. I'm a little energized. Excited. We got some new music today. Frank got some new music over there. We're going to be listening to. And I got my Superman cup today, which kind of makes me feel super today.
Super Superman, DG. Baby.
This thing even glows in the dark. So thank you very much.
So in the middle of the night, you need to try to find a cup.
Yeah. Exactly. But we got a big show today. We got Lisa and Shelly. They're going to be with us this afternoon. And kind of share their thoughts on our topic of the day about boys becoming men and men being boys and how sometimes it takes us a little while to grow up.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
Some boys are older than others, Friday.
Yes, and then Latifah's going to be here today. She's with Herbalife. She's going to show us some secrets on how to maybe lose a few pounds and do it in a safe and gentle way. She's going to come by here today and share some secrets with us also today. And then, of course, our co-host today, Perla Scovizio, who is on her way here in a few minutes. She'll be here in just a few minutes. And she's going to come by and give her thoughts on the different things that go on with, men and boys and boys and then boys to men. That's a great song.
Boys to men, BBD.
So we got a big show for you today, ladies and gentlemen. So we want to thank you for being with us this afternoon. A big shout out to all the people down at the Fishbowl Radio Network. Thank you for being with us also today. So, Fernie, let's go to commercial break and get right into it on the Detective Gomez Radio Show.
Yeah.
you've got it locked on to the Detective Gomez Radio Show.
Detective Gomez Radio Show.
Here's the topic of the day.
Okay, welcome back to the Detective Gomez Radio Show. Oh, thank you very much, our waitress for the day. Thank you, Shelly. Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us this afternoon. We've got a big show. And our co-host is not quite here yet. She's running a little late in traffic, and hopefully we'll see her very soon. Well, guys, you know, we're all men here, right? I think, you know, Fernie, you're past 30. You're considered a man right now, right?
Yeah.
So am I. I'm in my 40s.
Yeah, I'm a little past 30, DG.
But these women today have kind of, you know, our topic of the day, and it came from a very good source friend of mine, decided to talk about the boys and men and boys and some kinds of, maybe us guys just don't
boys
grow up.
Toy.
Yeah, and you know something, and I think, and I have to agree with them, because I think they do have a point that sometimes some guys just can't grow up. And when they can't grow up, it can hurt a relationship. What do you think about that, Tony?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to things like Christmas, DG, there's nothing wrong with being a wild-eyed child, a wide-eyed child, uh-huh. and enjoy things like that, okay. and be childlike. Now, you can't be immature, you know, especially when you're mm-hmm. dealing with another human being, like a woman. Mm-hmm. You know, they want a man. They don't want a boy.
Right.
And if they think they want a boy, they're wrong, Fernie.
Yeah.
Fernie?
Yeah, well, nowadays, women don't really know what they want. I mean, same thing with guys. You know, we all fall into the same category. Sometimes girls want to act like little girls, too, and, you know, they want to pretend to play house and do other things. But there's a time and a place for everything. I mean, if you want to act like kids, hey, go for it, by all means. Go out and enjoy life. Be spontaneous. Be fun. But when it's time to put the big panties on and the big boy chones on, it's time to fess up.
Yeah, when it's time to knock out the rent, Fern, when it's time to pay the power bill.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's time, you know, if you're 30-something years old and you're still living at home with your mama, it's time for you to move out.
Yeah.
Because there's no, you know, you can't substitute responsibility.
Nope.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be responsible. And I think lots of times it's kind of a turn on when a woman or a man is responsible for their own selves and pay their bills, and then take care of you at the same time.
Well, a man has to step up. Now, Fern, back in the caveman days, that dude had to fight wild animals, hunt for food, clothe the kids with whatever he killed, and a woman really depended on a man. Mm-hmm. Now, she might be smart enough to help grow crops and stuff like that, but when something needed killing, she had to get that man.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's read a few comments here, gentlemen. One of our first comments here says, if he still dresses like he did in junior high, then it's a good sign he ain't a man yet. Think about that.
Well, is that like baggy shorts, Fern, and long tube socks and funky
oh, yeah,
shoes?
One of those.
And wearing a T-shirt everywhere he goes. Yeah.
Y'all making me feel bad because I showed up to the radio show today in a T-shirt and shorts. And
I wish I could wear shorts, Fern. Did you get a memo or something?
But you're in a Gomez Detective Agency shirt.
So I'm behind the scenes, so you can't really see me either.
All right. Here's another one here. I think this one's kind of interesting. Jackie Dove says here, knowing when to be grown and when to be silly and fun-loving, that's maturity, knowing the difference, and timing. We need both in a man and a woman. Okay, I'll go with that. Paige here says, ha, 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 ha. Don't know how to manage money or pay their bills. Write a check and get it mailed on time or debt or set up online payments.
See, and not every woman wants to be somebody's mama.
Yeah.
You know? Mama.
When you first start now.
Mama.
Yeah, mama. You want a man that can take care of his own business. Mm-hmm. And eventually, maybe a woman does have children to care for, mm-hmm. She don't want another child
right.
after that
right.
as like an adult.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think, you know, paying your bills on time and or just, you know, knowing how to handle all your stuff is because there's nothing worse than a woman or a man, you know, if you're dating a girl and she's constantly, I can't pay my bills all the time. I can't pay my bills. I'm always late. My phone got cut off or this or that. And you're like, really? How old are you again?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's just irresponsibility. And especially if you're living in a household, things need to get done around the house. Guys, learn how to be a handyman.
Yeah, you know, simple stuff.
Simple stuff. Electrician, plumbers. Because in a case of emergency, a water bus or a light switch goes out, light bulb goes out, you got to be able to fix that. Now, unless you're rich, living in Highland Park or a really nice neighborhood, yeah. then you can hire somebody to come out and do that.
Yeah, and then if you do, it may not be the right guy. You know what I mean? They may come out there and take you for all your money.
Yeah.
You know, if you got a fire, throw some salt on it, right?
Yeah.
Learn little stuff, you know, just little stuff, you know, handyman, little handyman stuff, not a whole lot.
Yeah, learn how to change a tire unless you got a car like mine that has run flat tires.
Yeah, Fern, if you got a fire, throw some salt on it, some pepper, some steak.
Yeah, yeah, throw a steak on top of that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like, you know, and speaking of kitchen safety, yeah, if you have a grease fire, last thing you want to do is put water on a grease fire.
Right.
Always have a can of baking soda around. Extinguish a fire.
Because women, they know how to cook, but they don't know how to put out a fire.
And you know what, Fernie? That's what a man's supposed to know.
Yeah.
Throwing the baking soda on the fire.
Throwing the baking soda. Yeah. So if you don't have a box of baking soda, and it doesn't matter if it's old, because a lot of times, you know, you keep baking soda in your refrigerator, it keeps the smell from gathering around. Because when you open that door, the worst thing that you want to do is have like a fishy smell. Or just any particular smell when you open somebody's refrigerator. You can tell that they don't take care of it. Throw a box of baking soda in there.
Or throw the food away.
The food away. And you can get some of that stuff there at your local convenience store.
And it's very inexpensive.
Yeah, and it's very inexpensive. Yes, and, oh, my goodness. And we have some ladies with some macaroni and cheese. And they'll be walking in here in a few minutes.
Now, boys love mac and cheese, but so do men.
That's right. So we're gonna get some here in our commercial break in just 1 second. Okay, we're going to read a couple more comments here, and then we'll go to break in a few minutes. And I want to hear what Maria Fernandez says here. He's a boy if he runs and hides from his problems instead of handling them or confronting them like a man should. Okay, another one. Regardless of where he is in his life, the goal is to find your match. What may be immature to one may be perfect to another. So look for the one that matches you. Enjoy them and find them. Another one here says if he plays video games a whole lot and doesn't help with the household. Now, Tony, you're kind of a video game connoisseur there. Does that make sense there about him playing games and not taking care of business on the house? I mean, you can take out the trash first before you go out and start playing video games.
You take care of business first, and then you play the video games, man, because men need releases.
Okay.
You know, so, we don't go out and play ball anymore like we used to, DG. So we got to have other entertainment venues.
Okay. All right. We'll go with that.
Yeah. On that note, yeah, I remember a pastor at once said, you do what you have to do. That way you can do what you want to do.
I like that.
Fern's got some good stuff today. All right.
Breaking it. I'm telling you.
All right. Another one. We're going to read one more and we're going to go to break. I said, we got a surprise here. We have a guest that's going to come here and tell her side of the story in a few minutes. One here by Mirabella here says here, if you have to ask, then yes, he is a boy. A man takes control and leaves no doubt. We got one more here says, the thing about the video games, quit playing the video games. Yeah. And that depends what kind of video game you're playing. If you're playing, Pac-Man or something like that, or Defender, or some of the good stuff, then we can do that also. But okay, let's go to commercial break. We're going to come right back on the Jesse Gomez Radio Show.
Pull up at the mall, couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valet.
Hand it for me.
I was only there to hang, wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce. And then I saw Miss Lady. Then I said to myself, pretty little thing, a couple of bags in her hand, right in front of Macy's.
That's why I'm picking up pain.
Then I saw her at the food court, sipping lemonade, conversating on her cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself, she gon'
take her to the cookout.
Yeah, hug on hand.
Take her to my mama's house. If she need a hair done,
my cousin can.
I'll treat her like a queen, give her everything.
She will be my girl till we old and gray.
And I knew it from the moment that I saw her love and love light.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Corina Hernandez is there to give you peace of mind and plan for the future with life insurance. Corina Hernandez will cover your home and auto for those unexpected accidents and recover from them quickly. Contact Corina at 972-423-7667. That's 972-423-7667. Her office is located at 2301 North Central Expressway, Suite 260.
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Are you or a loved one in jail? Do you have warrants for your arrest? Do you want to get out of jail fast?
Call Atlas Bail Bonds with three locations, Dallas, Irving, and Farmers Branch. Atlas Bail Bonds provides fast, reliable, and confidential bail bond service for the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Open 24 hours a day. Call 214-943-2245 for the Dallas office. That's 214-943-2245. Visit atlasbail.com for more information.
Atlas Bail Bonds, when you want to get out of jail fast.
Field of Flow Photography, capturing life's precious moments, serving the families of the Dallas-Fort Worth area with wedding photography, quinceañera photography, professional headshots, and much more. Field of Flow Photography is creative, spontaneous, and memorable. Our staff has a passion for photography and will work with you to achieve your visions. Call us at 214-207-0980. Find us on the web at fielddaflow.com. That's fielddaflow.com. Or on Facebook at Field the Flow Photography. 214-207-0980. That's 214-207-0980. ASAP Limos. ASAP provides professional limousine services to the residents and businesses of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Whether it's a night on the town, girls' night out, weddings, or a professional chauffeur to the airport, make a great impression on your clients or simply arrive in style to your events. ASAP has many different ride specials for all your special occasions and business needs. ASAP Limos is at your service. Call 972-459-5757 or find them on the web at ASAPLimousinesTX.com and on Facebook at ASAP Limousine Services. ToastGuide.com. Know before you go. Find the right restaurant, the right bar, club, and sporting event. With ToastGuide.com, you'll be matched with the venue that has the specific products, services, and entertainment that you want to enjoy a night out on the town. Simply enter your city name or zip code to get started. ToastGuide.com is free with mobile coupons and incentives. So what are you waiting for? Always know before you go with ToastGuide.com.
The law offices of Juan Hernandez will stand and fight for your rights. If you've been involved in an 18-wheeler accident, a motorcycle accident, or injured at work, call attorney Juan Hernandez. Juan Hernandez is board certified in personal injury trial law. When you've been hurt, you need a specialist in personal injury cases. Juan Hernandez is your lawyer. Call him now at 972-235-4444. That's 972-235-4444. Or on the web at juanlaw.com.
You've got it locked on to the Detective Gomez Radio Show.
Detective Gomez Radio Show.
Here's the topic of the day.
Okay, welcome back to the Detective Gomez Radio Show. And sitting right next to me, the lovely Perla. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so Perla, you know, we have a topic of the day on the Detective Gomez Radio Show. Topic of the day is, I'll read this to you, and I'm sure you know what it is already, but just in case. Men constantly refuse to grow up. Ladies, what are signs that you're dating a boy, not a man? Is this a good or bad thing for a relationship? And what are your thoughts on that there, Pearl? Don't hold back.
you won't. You want me to start off with some signs? I actually have a list.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Go for it. Bring it.
Give me a couple of things on your list that kind of turn you off about a guy that's acting too much like a boy.
Well, obviously, I know like video games is one of the main things that you know.
Can I get a little annoying sometimes when they're constantly playing video
games? That can. Like if you're like, baby, you know, I'm in the mood, you know, and he's like, oh wait, I'm playing video games, you know, that that's come on, grow up, you know.
Hey, you can do both at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, depending on what video game you're playing. Okay. Give us some more.
Like if they do a favor for you, and then they hold it against you, like, hey, remember that time I took you to McDonald's or something like that, you know? Like,
okay.
So, Pearl, you're saying it's not fair that men keep score, because if I do something, if I take the trash out, if I get your car washed, hell, if I'm paying for that car, I want some recognition.
No, when you do something, you're doing it out of the kindness of your heart. You're not expecting something back. You know, you can't be like, well, I did this 3 years. That's not what men do. Men do things and not expect something returned,
so
right?
What if a man does 100 things and still no recognition? I mean, shouldn't we be complaining at some point in time? And does that make us a boy? I mean, we
yeah, that makes you a boy. Complainers. Whiners.
So that separates the man from the boy right there.
Yeah.
Because he's constantly...
complain?
You just got to kind of go with it.
Complain.
Okay. All right. Okay. What else you got? What else you got for us?
Gosh, putting me on the spot.
Yeah, that's what you're here for.
No problem. You're the voice of the
Women.
Yes.
Females everywhere.
Yeah, so
right, women are going to call in a little bit, right? And help me out here a little bit.
They're actually going to sound off.
We've got two women that are going to sound off for just a minute with their own personal experience.
And also, if you want to sound off, you know, on Tagger Twitter, hashtag DG Radio.
Okay.
Okay. What else? Jeez. Should I use, like, my past experience?
Sure.
Sure. We love to hear
that. Okay. A guy that can hold down a job.
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, definitely, like, a boy. Like, grow up, get a job, be responsible.
For what reason could he not hold a job down?
Because he's lazy. Because,
like, he wouldn't go in and he would call in sick or...
Oh, yeah. Call in sick because he wants to play video games. My ex used to do that.
Wow.
Okay. He used to say that I was sick, so he had to leave. And come home and play Grand Theft Auto or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a turnoff, right?
That's a turnoff.
That sounds like an addiction.
Yeah, that's not too cool.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. Help me out.
What about that? Hey, you said you had a list.
I forgot the list.
Some of the girls mentioned paying their bills on time. The guy not paying his bills on time, his phone always getting turned off, stuff like that.
Yeah, being irresponsible. Mm-hmm. Okay. Definitely a major turnoff.
Okay, you're the kind of woman that would turn around and say, you know what? You know, hey, man, it's time for you to be a man up. Be a man. Handle your business. Because you're a mom.
I just break up with them.
Yeah, you just break up.
I don't have time for that.
But you're a mom. You're very responsible, and you take care of your child. Yeah, you have to be. So, but you would think a guy claiming to be a man would get it together at some point in time. Are you the kind of person that would call a guy out and say, look, man, get your shit together? Would you tell somebody that?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I always hold back. Yeah. Or what about guys that don't pay their child support?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're out too busy clubbing.
Clubbing, hitting the clubs.
Hitting the clubs every weekend. They think that's, like, the cool thing to do.
They have
kids at home that they don't take care of.
And making it rain all weekend.
And then they're broke on Monday and so sad.
Oh, you got money to make it rain on Friday, but no child support on Monday.
Oh, they got a broke-down car trying to make it rain on the weekends and come back. Okay. Exactly. Well, let's read a few more comments here.
All right, let's see.
Another one here by Mia says, if it's good and if it doesn't, and it don't want a relationship, have fun with the boy. Bad if you want a relationship with the boy. Hint, hint, boys are not ready to settle yet. Okay.
Yeah, they're not.
Another one here by Marisol says here, well, a boy lacks communication skills. He puts pride before relationship. He plays the blame game. He is a hypocrite and constantly makes excuses. A boy will tell you what he wants you to hear, but more importantly, a real man respects you enough to be honest.
Exactly. I totally agree with Marisol.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Claudia Gomez, no relation, of course. But responsibility would be the first sign to me. If they can't handle it, then walk away. Mm-hmm. We got another good one down here. Perla Gomez, no relation, of course. Horrible is the correct word. When you can't sit down and have a grown conversation without escalating into an argument.
Next, I know her.
She says, I needed to go visit... y'all back on the show. Oh, okay. She's talking about coming back on the show again. Okay. Yeah, sure. Perla, come on back. Perla. Two of y'all.
I know her, too. She's okay. Pretty cool. Yeah.
Another one here. Rebel says here, I'm in a mutually acknowledged relationship. This is one man. Otherwise, I'd be in a relationship with someone looking for girls who was...
What?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, don't read that.
Okay.
Too much.
Another one by Ellen here says, if he's quick to point out, I don't live with my mama.
She lives with me.
She lives with me.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, I've dated guys like that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, seriously, dude, like, and you take me to your room and your mom's right next door in the next room. Yeah. That's,
that kind of a turn off?
Yeah. That is.
Come on, man. I mean, how old are you?
You grow up. Get your mom a little apartment, you know, somewhere else.
So kick the mom out and just have
your
own place.
Yeah, kick the mom out.
No, just kidding. Yeah. But I think that's a good point sometimes, because sometimes guys get to a point where they get very comfortable. But sooner or later, you got to move on. You got to move on with your life and show responsibility, show maturity.
Mm-hmm. And be independence. Yeah. Like, I'm very independent. I
IMDP.
Exactly. No, I expect the man that I'm with to be independent.
Mm-hmm. And if he's not, turn off.
Then bye-bye.
All right. Okay, we're going to read one more. Go ahead, Fern.
Yeah. I looked up a website. It's called justmytype.ca, and they have a couple of 11 differences between dating girls, and then talks about boys and girls. Mm-hmm. He goes, a man knows what he wants. He goes for it. A boy makes somewhat of an idea, but not really. He doesn't think about it too much, and even if he does, he doesn't even expect much effort to put into it. Another point that is made here, a man looks for a woman with intelligence who is supportive, grounded, incompassive, and shares sets of values when choosing a partner. Boy cares mostly only for girls who are hot, wild, and exciting.
Okay. Just
care about booty, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. And sadly to say, when they care about too much booty, sometimes they're out getting somebody else pregnant and irresponsible all over again, which mm-hmm. is a no.
I agree with that one.
Tony?
There's a funny movie. Terry Bradshaw played the daddy. I can't remember who the mama was, but Matthew McConaughey was their grown son who would not leave the house, and they hired Sarah Jessica Parker to lead him out of the house and to be a man.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's called Failure to Launch. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty funny. All right. Matthew was older than the boy, of course. But he still acted like
Frank.
There's another one that says here. A man knows a good woman when he meets her, when he meets one, and will take the initiative to get to know her. A boy will make an attempt, and if you're lucky, but he gives up very easily.
Okay. Very well. I got two more here for you. The one by Miss Maria Martinez says here, if he can't take responsibility for his life, then he's a boy. Another one here says, when I become his mother,
oh gosh,
I'm tired of that. Okay, so, you know, a woman doesn't want to be the guy's mother, right?
No,
you want to be able to take care of the guy, but you don't want to be his mom.
Yeah.
Right? And some guys are just looking for that.
Yeah, it gets to the point where you're just like, okay, dude, like, you want to be with your mom? Go home. I don't have time for that.
Yeah, right. Gomez, I know Perla was thinking about this, but she didn't get a chance to mention it. Perla, what do you want your man to wear? How should a man dress if he's going to be your man?
Definitely not like pants where I can see his underwear, things like that. Oh, God, I hate that. That's like my big pet peeve.
Oh, you mean down off the waist?
Yeah, like or like shirts that look like dresses. I hate that. And like teeth that are gold and like.
So you don't like players? Is that what
I don't like
that's
that.
The thug
that,
look.
I don't like that. That's childish to me. Like, grow up and be a man. That's nice.
You like a suit.
I like guys in suit or, you know, casual. Tuck your shirt in. Look like a man. You want to find a woman, act like a man, dress like a man, talk like a man.
So a man shouldn't carry on a skateboard and wear long shorts and athletic shoes
and
long
time. I would never go for guys like that. That's
And sometimes guys, you know, they are like that, and they don't get it until it's too late. Then after that, they want to come back. Oh, I've changed. I'm a new mercenary. And sometimes it's too late, right?
But that's a good point that you made because, like, your attire, like, says a lot about you. Like, you know what I mean?
But now, if I wear suits to work, man, 5 days a week, can I come home, put a baseball cap on backwards, and wear a T-shirt with no collar, and wear some shorts?
Yeah, can I throw my grill on, too?
Well, I don't know about the grill, Fernie,
but
the
grill's a little bit much, but...
I mean, what about my casual attire, though? Can I, if I provide for you 5 days a week, can I chill out on the sixth?
Yeah, just make sure I can't see your underwear.
Okay. There you go. All right. Okay, Fernie, let's go to commercial break. We're going to get Shelby standing by to share her story on the Detective Gomez Radio Show.
I'm going to love you when our time is right. Be thinking of you every day and every night. To think you're somewhere in this world, and someday I will make you my wife. So every day we're not together, I hope you know that you'll be alright. 'Cause I'm gonna make you feel like you're the only girl in the world.
like you're the only one that I'll ever love, like you're the only one who knows my heart. Oh, like you're the only one that's in command, 'cause you're the only one who understands how to make me feel like a man. And when you're lonely, I'll keep you company, like this world was only made for you and me. And when it doesn't feel right with another, I hope you believe that in a world with no light, I won't be all that you need to see. I'm gonna make you feel like you're the only girl in the world, like you're the only one that I'll ever love, like you're the only one who knows my heart. Oh, like you're the only one that's in command, 'cause you're the only one who understands how to make me feel like a man. You're the only girl in the world, like you're the only one that I'll ever love, like you're the only one who knows my heart. Oh, like you're the only one that's in command, 'cause you're the only one who understands how to make me feel like a man.
Locked on to the Detective Gomez Radio Show.
Detective Gomez Radio Show.
Here's the topic of the day.
Okay, welcome back to the Detective Gomez Radio Show. And sitting right next to me is Miss Shelley. We're going to call you Shelley, okay?
Hi.
How are you doing, Shelley? You doing all right today?
Awesome. How are you?
Thanks for being here today.
Thanks,
Shelley. Shelley, our day today is discussing men from boys and boys to men and all that kind of crazy stuff. And you're what, about 25, 26?
I wish. Thank you for saying that. Okay. No, add like 13 years to that.
Okay. All right. So you're dating, you know, you're single right now, right?
Yes, I'm single. Okay.
And so you're dating men, right?
Well, yes, men. Yes. Yes, dating lots of men here and there.
Great to come in here today, too, to go ahead. Yeah, yeah, should take a break.
That might have came out kind of wrong. I didn't mean to say you're a lesbian.
No. I like the man.
Okay. 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 Just to clarify, there's nothing wrong with it.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, we did not discriminate. Okay. No. All right. So talk a little bit about, now you've dated a couple of guys that are men that are acting like boys.
Oh, God. Where to start?
Give me some examples. Give me a couple of experiences.
One of the things that bothers me the most, and so many of these guys do this, it's almost like different face, same routine.
Okay.
Every single time. They don't know how to plan a date. I've actually asked guys, do you know what a date is? And they're like, that's just like hanging out, like getting together. I'm like, no, you call the girl, you know, a few days before, you actually say, hey, you want to go out, get dinner, get drinks, whatever, do this. Give us a time. Give us a place.
You want them to take charge? Is that what you're saying, Shelley?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yes. I want a man who takes charge.
Okay, you want them to plan something.
Yeah, okay. Plan.
We're going to do this.
Yeah, plan. They don't do it. And, like, I was married for 10 years, and I have been divorced for about 3. And so my dating experiences for the last 3 years have been very frustrating.
Okay.
And across the board for 3 years, no guy that I've been on a date with can plan ahead. It's last minute. And the rare ones that do, they're sloppy about it.
Well, do you think it's your last minute because the last minute planning? Do you think it's because it's a last minute thought in their mind, like, oh, I think I'll take Shelly out tonight?
Like, I'm a last minute thought, probably.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
I'm back burner girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in my defense, I've done those spontaneous dates.
Yeah.
And all it really takes is kind of like that seed, like, hey, like for instance, I say, hey, let's go on a bike ride.
Yeah.
Which is a motorcycle ride, not a bicycle ride. Yes. But that's something that
either way is cool for him.
Either way, it's cool.
Yeah.
But I'm the kind of person I like what's the word? Spontaneous.
Spontaneous.
Spontaneous. Spontaneity.
Yeah, there you go. The real complicated word there, but and that's why you kind of go with the flow. So it's like, all right, cool. We'll take that little small idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go for a bike ride, mm-hmm. and we'll go enjoy the nice mm-hmm. weather. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey, you know, here's a nice little neighborhood. Let's go mm-hmm. for a walk.
Okay.
And then that leads to dinner on a rooftop. You know, eating pizza and so on. So it made for a very nice evening.
Oh, but, and that's a great idea. And I'll add to that. Mm-hmm. Can I add to that?
Sure, yes.
I'll add to that. I love that. And I think that's great once you have established that you're dating someone.
Right, right.
Not first date.
Yeah. No.
Not
okay, first date. Let's say, for instance, hypothetically, mm-hmm. I'll say, hey, we're going to go on a date.
Yeah.
And you ask, where are we going? I was like, oh, it's a surprise. Or say, hey, I'm going to wing it and just go with the flow.
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Just tell me when to be ready. That's all a girl, right?
Exactly.
That's all a girl. We have hair and makeup we have to do. We have legs to shave and other girly things we have to do.
Man, that's too much information.
And other areas. Right.
You guys.
Hey, no, that's not enough information.
Guys just don't get that women have girly things that we have to do to get ready.
Exactly. No. Like this past weekend, I get invited by my boyfriend. We've been dating for a year.
Yeah.
Do you want to go watch a movie? The movie starts at 10:10. The Lucy movie?
Yeah.
New one?
Yeah.
And before that, let's have dinner. Where I got there at 10 o'clock. The movie starts at 10:10.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't specify, look, we're going to have dinner at this place. Mm-hmm. Be there at 9 o'clock, blah, 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 blah. So, well, I didn't end up watching the movie. It was just, like, terrible. I ended up going out by myself.
It's because he didn't give you the proper information.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you want to get mad at me. Like, don't tell me the movie starts at 10:10. Yeah. I'm going to be there at 10.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. No.
Shelly, you've never been a back burner girl. We had worked 50 hours that week. We're tired as hell. We just want to kind of relax a little bit. And we might not come up with a complete menu of things to do. And we may like you to give an opportunity to say, I would like to do this. Because we want you to be happy, Shelly.
Yeah. No, I'm a planner by nature. Like, I kind of do a little event planning on the side for my friends and family. So I love to be – I'm an alpha female. I love to take charge. So I can steamroll a man like that. But I like a man who will at least give me a time or a day and time. And then if you don't know what we're going to do, fine. I will go from there and run with it.
Now, Shelly, do you tell these guys, like, hey, look, just give me a time. It's our first date. Mm-hmm. Just let me know when exactly we're getting ready to go out. So that, you know, so they got the hint a little bit?
No, I do. And it's crazy because it's so frustrating. In fact, a good example is last week I actually wound up canceling a date on a guy because for 2 or 3 days we went round and round via text messages. He's not a talker on the phone. Ugh. So via text message for like 2-3 days. And I was like, so he's like, let's do something this weekend. I'm like, cool. What day were you thinking? And he's like, Saturday. I'm like, okay, cool. What were you thinking? Like, what time? Just like time frame.
Right.
And he comes back at me with a joke. I'm like, that's not a direct answer.
You tell him to pick up the damn phone?
Like, really. And so, like, we joked back and forth. And so I would ask again, okay, what time were you thinking Saturday?
Okay.
And nothing. And finally the day of, like, I think he wanted to do, he finally around 3-4 o'clock the day of, he finally gets back at me, like, 7 o'clock tonight, we'll do Nilo Plano. And I'm like, okay, that's good. And I sit there and thought about it. Like, I said, okay, cool, I'll see you there. And I sit there and thought about it. And I'm like, you know what? This guy was, like, pulling my chain all week. Like, he was just, like, putting me off. Like, he wouldn't give me a direct response. It really annoys me.
I don't think you're a first priority.
No. It sounds like you were, like, plan B if something else didn't follow through.
Yeah. And I'm not going to be plan B. I want to be plan A. Mm-hmm. And so I canceled and never heard from him after I canceled. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Good. It wasn't worth it. He can't even get on the phone and talk to you.
No. I'm like, I'm not going to waste my time on a guy who can't even give me a time.
What does he do that he couldn't answer the phone? I mean, like, take, for instance, in my situation, obviously I can't answer the phone right now because we're doing a radio show. Plus, I do a lot of studio work, so I'm always constantly on text messaging or on Facebook messaging. So what is it that he does that he couldn't answer the phone or talk on the phone?
He's an IT for some security company. So I know that, like, you know, that may be a thing. But this was on a weekend. Okay. He couldn't, like, on a weekend, he couldn't do that. And the thing is the night before he got home from work, he actually texted me Friday night. And he was like, yeah, I'm just going to crash tonight. And the next thing I found out is, like, the next morning when he actually did finally text me around 1:30, he's like, oh, yeah, we were up all night, got 2 hours of sleep, everybody was drunk and partying. I'm like, great, so he's the forever frat boy. I don't want to date that either.
How old was he?
He's 29. Yeah, I know, cougar.
Yeah. Yeah. And just for
a steamrolling cougar, I might add.
You know, Shelly, that may be part of the problem. Might want to.
I don't always date younger men. I give a
but
few
when I
them,
do.
But when I do.
I don't always date younger men.
I drink those seconds.
When I
do. Yeah.
When I don't date, yes.
All right, Shelly.
And there's nothing wrong with cougars out there. So if you're a cougar out there.
Yeah.
Because every woman's got something to offer.
Right.
That's right.
Okay, Shelly, give us another example of bad experience.
Another experience. I was dating this guy for a couple months, mm-hmm. and he's really good looking. I actually met him on Tinder. Okay. You know, it's a new thing. We hit it off really well at first. He actually did like to talk on the phone, so, you know, bonus points there. In the beginning, he was a real gentleman, but he just started making absolutely no effort, which was, you know, again, back to
effort
whatsoever. Okay. But one of the things that bothered me the most is I would cook dinner a lot for him because I, as you can see, I love to cook.
Hey. Macaroni and cheese.
You're welcome.
Oh, yes. On a side note, we're going to be posting pictures of our food. I'm a huge macaroni and cheese fan, that's just a kid thing, you know, growing up. Because that was one of the first things I learned how to cook was mac and cheese. Because mom used to leave us alone, say, "Hey, right here, there's the pasta, there's the cheese, boil the water, be careful, boom, oop, there it is."
Yeah.
Macaroni and cheese is delicious.
It's comfort food. It makes you feel good.
Yes.
But I would go to his house, and, you know, we knew that I was going to cook dinner that night. Mm-hmm. And you would think that when you go to someone's house and they know that you're bringing food over, you're going to make them dinner, their kitchen would be clean. No.
A man's kitchen clean?
Well, I mean, at least somewhat picked up.
Picked up.
I don't expect bleach to have happened anywhere in San Antonio.
You don't want the place
to
smell like pine salt or anything.
No, I mean, I do that once I get there. But he would have every single dish from 2 weeks ago with crusted on whatever it was, mystery food, all over the place in the kitchen. Like, you couldn't even move in the kitchen because there were plates everywhere and in the sink. And I had to do dishes and clean the kitchen from top to bottom before I could even think about cooking dinner. And it was every single time. It was so frustrating.
Shelly, why can't a man be a man? We used to live in caves until we started building your houses.
This is why you guys need us.
It's a partnership.
Yes.
And that's what it comes down to. And like any other partnership, whatever it's, if it's a business or a corporation, when two people are working together for the same goal, things get accomplished a lot faster and a lot better.
What was his excuse for not having the place clean? What was it?
I never really called him out on it. He's just always busy.
But I can imagine your face says it all.
No, you don't have to. Like, my face is, I'm very dramatic. I don't have to say anything. He knew. You know, I will say this. He sold insurance. He was a musician on the side.
And how old is he?
He is actually my age. He's, 35. A few years. I was closer. A little closer that time.
You're catching up to him, Shelly, a little bit.
Well, you know, here's the problem, and I get a lot of grief for dating men a few years younger or even a little bit younger than that. It's very hard for me to date guys that are my age or older because, unfortunately, when you get to be 38, people just don't look so great anymore.
Okay.
And I don't want to date someone who looks like my dad. Kind of weird.
Are you trying to say the men that you're dating look older than they really
the
are?
The men my age, So the men that I do date, they look a little bit more mature. But the men that are my age or older, like, you know, even to mid-40s, late-40s, they look like they're 60. And I just can't.
What,
I can't.
What size is again? I mean, I see your point, but sometimes you got to. You gotta just kind of choose right. I mean, if the guy looks like your dad, of course don't go out with him.
No, and that's the thing. And so I'm trying to be more selective. And maybe every 45-year-old isn't for me, but there are some that are.
Yeah.
There are some that definitely would work better
for me. Nothing wrong with older men.
No, there's not.
No, you're right. There is nothing wrong with older men, especially if he acts like a man. Right?
Yes. Well, and that's the thing. Well, and then there's the forever bachelor because I've seen plenty of 45-year-olds that act like they're 25.
Mm-hmm.
And you ask them, you know, do you ever want to get married, have kids? Oh, maybe one day. I'm like, one day is already caught up with you, man. You're like midlife crisis. Like, when are you gonna have a family?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you can't wait forever to do all that, right?
I mean, My boss used to tell me, as long as the man's back is working, it's okay. But
back that thing up.
Right. Get a little warm in here. Okay. Is back and other things, right?
Yeah. Okay. Back and other things.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Hey, Detective Gomez, let's settle this once and for all. Shelly, who's your favorite movie hunk? Who are you liking the movies?
Ooh.
It's going to tell us a lot right here, Fernie.
See, yes. I could say Brad Pitt, but it's really not Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm. You know who I like? Is it Jimmy Kimmel? No, it's not Jimmy Kimmel. It's what's the other guy that has the late night show?
Jimmy Fallon?
Yes, I love him.
So humorous guys turn you on?
Love a funny guy. Okay. Like, you could be a supermodel Brad Pitt type, but if you have no personality and you are not funny and you can't talk to me and make me laugh or laugh at my goofy things that I do all the time, because there are many.
Yep.
I can't be with you. I can't, like, I may drool at you for a second and be like, next.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So how'd you get rid of the 35 or 38-year-old guy? How'd you get rid of
the
him?
The man-child, yeah. The man-child with the dirty
kitchen.
How'd
you break it off with him?
I actually, like, a few weeks later, like, I was just like, he's just not paying attention to me. Mm-hmm. Like, he's becoming less available. And I kind of felt like maybe he was about to break up with me.
Okay.
And I will actually say,
how long did y'all date, first of all?
About 2 months. And okay. I was starting to fall for him, and I had deep feelings for him because there were good qualities about him, but there were more negatives than positives.
When you say falling in love?
You've fallen in love. Yeah, it's a horrible thing.
What a strong word.
Yeah. But I just finally, like, there was a thing where we were supposed to have plans one night, and he's like, oh, I can't see you tonight. Let's get together maybe Sunday or whatever. And I'm like, Sunday? You're giving me a Sunday? There's a whole weekend here. Like, I'm your girlfriend, and I don't get a Saturday?
How many times should somebody see somebody? If you're involved with somebody,
yeah.
and you and him were dating for 2 months, right?
Yeah.
So how many times did you see somebody?
Average for me is three to four times a week.
Okay.
I don't want to see you every day.
Right.
I need downtime for myself. I need time with my friends. Mm-hmm. I need time for me. Three times is good. Four times is almost a little too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
crowd you a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little too much. But we were seeing each other about three times a week, and it just kind of dropped down to like twice, mm-hmm. once. So I just was like, I said to him, because after he kind of, you know, dropped the ball and canceled on me, and said, maybe I'll see you Sunday. I was like,
maybe.
You know what? Can maybe. We talk tonight when you get home off of work? And he's like, yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't like that maybe. And he's like, yeah, sure. He's like, I'll give you a call. So he didn't call. So I called him. Didn't answer. I text him, like, hey, what's up? We're supposed to talk. He's like, oh, I'm out drinking with my friends. I'm like, oh, so you canceled plans with me for that. And then I got really mad, and we kind of went back and forth. And, like, the next day I went over and we talked, and I'm like, I'm just done. I can't do this anymore. You're just slacking. Like, you've made no effort the last several weeks, and I don't want to be with someone who I'm not a priority in their life. So I don't need to be number one. But
he lost his enthusiasm.
I guess so. And then he told me I annoyed him.
Ooh.
Yeah. Harsh.
Like, after 2 months, right?
Yeah. And I'm like, really? Yeah. Wow. Your dirty kitchen annoys me. Your mold in your bathtub annoys me. Can we go into all the things that annoyed me about you that I stuck around
keep
for?
Keep going. You're, what else? Bathroom, what else?
So guys,
he smoked. That annoyed me.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one. That's a big deal. That's one of my big deal, breakers. If you smoke, I'm like, no.
Oh, Fern, it's just like licking an ashtray.
That's all.
It's not that big a deal.
Just chase it with a cocktail. That's all. You're good.
Yeah. Okay.
I got an ashtray just right there sitting next to the bed just so I can lick it every morning.
Because they should have cigarette gum. They really should. Ashtray.
Yeah. Wow. Right. Okay. Well, yeah. Sheldon, we want to thank you for sharing your experiences with us today.
Thank you for having
me. Yeah, we really appreciate that. I hope that you can find true love here in the next 60 days.
We'll see. I'm not going to give up.
At least before the holidays, right?
And guys, if you ever want to get steamrolled, dial 1-800-SHELLY.
Clean your kitchen.
I'm a pro.
Clean your bathroom. Hey, there's nothing. I can steamroll sometime. But,
yes.
But Shelly, don't you like to relinquish the reins sometimes and let the man take charge? Because you are an energetic, busy, focused businesswoman.
Yes. But I do. I want a man to take charge and be a gentleman. What did men do back in the 50s, the 40s, the 60s? You know, they took charge. They planned things out.
Yeah, there was no internet back then.
No, I want to hear what mom did now. This is
like
important.
My mom, you know, she just doesn't get all these guys that I date and all the excuses they have. She's always telling me, you know, does a guy not pick a girl up anymore? Does a guy not, like, meet her parents? I'm like, no, that doesn't happen. I'm like, she is so shocked by what goes on in the world, in the dating world. And I'm like, Mom, things have changed. They've changed since 99, since I was single last.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't have cell phones like we do now. And dating was just different even in 99. So it's a culture shock for me.
It's changed a whole lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that changed. Now, Shelly, I got to give you credit. You're a woman. You're Thank very you. Attractive. Thank you come you. Over here and pow-dow.
She brought the food.
And
we even got a kitchen.
Yeah,
sure or not.
She brought food, and we even posted some of the macaroni and cheese. So, guys, she's the full package right here.
Thank you.
She can cook, she can clean, and yes. take care of business, right?
That's yeah. right. So I got it all.
As long as you don't have a problem with your back, you'll be all right, right?
Yeah, yeah. exactly. Have a good back, boys.
All right. Yeah. Shelly, well, thanks for being here today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
We're going to come right back on the Detective Gomez Radio Show.
All right.
So I go to life.
Yeah, I'm like, girl, what you doing for today? I'm thinking maybe me and you should go and run away. And I don't believe in love at first sight. But after seeing you, baby, maybe I might. Cause when you walk by, I knew you were my type. The apple of my eye, higher than a kite. Okay, alright, I know that was kinda corny, but I'm just warming up. Look at you all dolled up. Look at me getting caught up. Going down, yeah, shout up. Hopefully you got a number I can call up. Girl, that'd be super. These chicks hot, but you're so much cooler. And I was hoping she would give me a chance. She walked by and didn't give me a glance. Damn.
I told her like, ooh, baby, I'm so amazed by everything that you do. So I told her like,
yeah, I said, girl, what you doing on the weekend? And she said, I don't even know, depends. But you're the one that I've been seeing in my dreams, and maybe we can get together in the evening. I know we just met, but fate I believe in. I know the spot where the stars just peek in. If love is deep, I'll put both feet in. Show me where the sea is, I'll be in the deep end. Your beauty got me sinking, got me saying all the without thinking. I probably sound like I spent the night drinking. Are these the lines that I'm always repeating? But it's the heart on my sleeve. I wanna know if yours might have a spare key. But if you're a heartbreaker, then please spare me. Damn, she was apparently.
I told her like, ooh, baby, I'm so amazed by everything that you do. So I told her like, like, ooh, baby, I'm so amazed by everything that you do.
Get jazzy on.
I'm that flight that you get on. International. First class seat on my lap, girl. Riding comfortable. Cause I know what that girl them need. New York to Haiti. I got lipstick stamps on my passport. You make it hard to leave. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me. Talk
jazzy on them.
You know the words in my songs. No habla English. Our conversations ain't long, but you know what is. I know what that girl them want. London to Taiwan. I got lipstick stamps on my passport. I think I need a new one. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me.
Arenas, guns on deck. Chest to chest, tongue on neck. International oral sex. Every picture I take, I pose a threat. Phone and jet, what you expect? Her pussy so dope good, I bought her a pet. Anyway, every day I'm trying to get to it. Gotta say to my phone on the big booty. Anyway, every day I'm trying to get to it. Gotta say to my phone on the big booty.
Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me.
Radio show. We're live in Dallas, Texas. And next to me is Latifah. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Great.
Well, Latifah, you know, I haven't seen you since the last photo shoot we did, right?
Yes.
Yes. And lots of change in your life since then, right?
Yes, it has.
So tell us about the physical change that's going on in your life since then.
All right. So back when that photo shoot was happening, I was definitely eating fast food all the time because I was always on the go.
Uh-huh.
Sodas, drinking. I would go to the gym like probably once every couple of months and mm-hmm. thought I did something, but not really.
Okay, just kind of there, just kind of hanging out and just... A you know, little machine weight type stuff.
Yes, and it was all catching up to me, and I really didn't realize until I looked back at those pictures. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my God.
And you decided to make a change in your life?
Definitely. I was like, I don't want to keep getting bigger, so okay. So I want to go ahead and shrink down and tone up. So I had a friend of mine tell me about Herbalife, and first 2 weeks, I saw a major difference. And then so since then, I was hooked.
You're hooked.
Hooked.
Hooked. You said, you know what, I'm going to sell this to my friends, family, whoever may need help losing those few pounds that they might need and help them any way I can, because you obviously did it for yourself, right?
Right, right. And it really works really well. Like the meal replacements, what it does, it gives your body everything that it needs so uh-huh. that when you do go to the gym and you do moderate exercises, it's really not that hard to lose the weight because your body is working out at 100% nutrition.
But what does it take for someone to do? They just need to look at the mirror and just make a commitment to themselves and say, you know what, I'm tired of looking like this. I want to make some changes. I mean, what does it take to do that? Because you obviously you did it, right?
Right. And I definitely feel like it is a mental thing, too. I mean, if you are telling yourself that you're going to do it, then you're more likely going to do it. But if you really don't want it bad enough, then no, you're not going to do it. You're going to drive by McDonald's, and you're going to pull in the drive-thru and get those chicken nuggets like I used to do. So.
Okay. Now you sell Herbalife now, right?
Right.
And you sell it to your friends and family. Even right. Even Detective Gomez here, I'm going to try it out. You know? Yeah, I need to lose a few pounds here and there. Just a few. What are some of the top sellers? I mean, what are some of the things that sell the most with... Because you brought us some samples today of some of the tea.
The tea.
So tell a little bit about the tea.
The tea is definitely good. It has green tea. It's all everything in Herbalife is all natural. Nothing is a drug. Even stuff that comes in pill form, they're mm-hmm. not a drug. It's all natural. And so the tea, it gives you a boost of energy. Like, I'm anemic, so I was very sluggish throughout the day. I would take, like, at least 2 naps a day.
Oh, wow.
And so I was always tired, and so I started drinking the tea. I drink it once a day, and I have energy for the entire day. I can go work 2 jobs and still go to the gym and work out because oh, wow. I just have so much energy, and it's natural. It doesn't have a jittery feeling like coffee or Red Bull and all that sugar sugary products, you know, everybody likes it because it's a natural feeling.
Natural. Very natural. Not artificial. A lot of times you can take some of these supplements and things like that and your heart starts beating at 100 miles an hour.
I've taken a caffeine pill before for a test and I felt like I was about to pass out with a heart attack. So it doesn't make you feel like that at all.
Tony, did you try the tea?
Oh, yes. It's very, very tasty. It's got a zing to it.
Okay.
And it tastes so good, the tea, if you're telling me there's no sugar in this.
Well, what I did was I have a sugar-free, because when you take the tea by itself, you just take a teaspoon and you mix it with water. But some people don't like the taste. It tastes more of a water tea. So for a little extra flavoring, I have like a little crystal light pouch, and the sugar-free is 5 calories. So I just add a little of that for extra flavoring. So.
Wow. You mentioned fast food earlier. You know, back in the ancient times, people starved to death, right?
Right.
So we had to cultivate farming. Man created bread.
Yeah.
Of course, bread is horrible for you now.
Right.
But back then, if you had a rock put between two pieces of bread, you were pretty lucky. Or eating a twig sandwich.
All right, let's get Pearl's opinion over there. Pearl, did you try the tea? What did you think about it?
I just tried it myself too, and it's full of flavor.
Yes.
It's very fruity. So if you're into fruit flavored drinks, it's definitely worth a try.
Okay, all right. Well, we've got a majority of the thing. I haven't tried it yet. I'll try it after we go to a commercial break here. But you know, all three of them say it tastes good.
Yeah.
And kind of, you know, what flavor did you bring?
This was, I believe, the raspberry flavor. And so, like I said, you're not going to have that shaky feeling. It's just going to be so natural. You're just going to feel awake. And when I go to school, too, and so when I'm in class, it was really hard to stay awake. And so now I'm just naturally awake, attentive, everything. So I love it.
So what are the step process? I mean, you take the tea in the morning, or how does it?
The shake would be similar to your meal replacement. Okay. So I take the shake. The shake is my meal. It would act as if I was taking a coffee.
Okay.
So I take that in addition to. So that's my meal. And for people wanting to lose weight, they will have to replace two meals a day with the shake, whether it's their breakfast or their lunch, or some people do breakfast and dinner. You replace two meals, and I made me a strawberry shortcake shake today, and it was very, very good. Okay. And if I had a blender and everything, I would hook it up for y'all, but it'll be another day. But it's very, very good and super easy to follow, and that is why it works so well for people.
Now, do you mix the shake with milk, water? How does that work, guys? Or both, or does it matter?
Everybody does it different. Some people want to go straight, cut all the calories out, so they'll mix it with water. I mix it with 2% milk, and it still worked just fine for me. In 2 weeks, I had lost 2 pounds, and I dropped 4 inches on my way. So it worked so fast, and I felt so good from it. And when I went to the gym, like, my body just felt so good that everybody just falls in love with it. So it really is that good.
And the good thing about Latifa, you're not afraid to post your pictures on Facebook. Like, hey, this is what I used to look like, and this is what I look like now. And she's not afraid to... If you follow Detective Gomez, or you'll see her pictures from this size into a bikini picture after that. So, but you're not afraid to show it off. Like, hey, this is what you can do also if you want to, right?
I mean, I wanted to show people that it really is real. Like, I'm not a paid spokesperson. Like, I'm not somebody who goes out there and is just trying to make money from Herbalife. Like, I really tried it myself. I was talking about it before I even became a distributor. Mm-hmm. And I actually became a distributor because so many people kept asking me about it. So I was like, hey, I might as well help out. And so.
Well, and I'm sure they noticed you losing weight also.
Yes.
Like, Latifa, you're losing weight. How are you doing this?
Right? Yes. And I've never even been an athletic person. Like, the closest thing I got to, I played 8th grade B-team basketball. Mm-hmm. I was on B-team. So that's embarrassing.
All right. Question, Tony.
Latifa, you're actually proof. Then. You see, you're not a spokesperson. Like, you're proof that it works.
Yes.
Now, in your research, I know you came across the effects of sugar,
which
is very frightening. It's a toxin. It's a poison to the body. You know, but back in the day, when they invented Coca-Cola, they had cocaine.
Somebody said that's
illegal. Fine, we'll put sugar in it. And sugar is unregulated, isn't it?
Yeah.
High fructose corn syrup, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Kills our bodies.
Exactly. And so, like, a lot of this stuff, it cuts down on all of that. So when you take it, it's no need for, you know, everybody has their own way of trying to diet and trying to stay in shape. They go out, they try to buy all these different foods, trying to go home and cook and meal prep. it really is good in that you can cut down on all of that. You can make your shake, take it, and be good for the day. You don't have to worry about piecing different things together because it's already in a formula put together for you, which is why it's easy for so many people to follow. These are everyday people, people who just decide mentally, I want to have a change in my life. I want to be healthier. I want to lose weight. I want to gain weight. You know, we have anything for everybody. Anything anybody wants, we got a program for it. So
you could have picked one out of thousands if you picked Herbalife.
I felt like I really, like, I've tried different things. I tried the waist cinchers where people put the wraps on and try to squeeze their bodies. I've tried try to cook food myself and just go to the gym. Like, anything I tried on my own, it just wasn't working. So I just finally came across something that did work. And once I found this, I just never had to look for anything else again.
Especially 10 pounds in 2 weeks. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's noticeably different. You can look in the mirror and say, yeah, I look completely different. And I think lots of times if you look yourself in the mirror and you go, I look different than I did 2 weeks ago, it's kind of a incentive, you know, instead of to keep, I'm going to keep doing this because it's working, right?
Yep. And I remember when I first got it, I put up my 1 week picture and I put up my 2 week picture. You could tell a difference in the 1 week and you definitely can see a difference in the 2 week. And this was way before I even became a distributor. So I just fell in love with it.
Okay. Pearl, you got something?
I was going to ask,
Talking to the mic.
Do you have gluten-free products?
Yes, we do. We have everything. We have gluten-free. Some of our products are made with milk. We also have products that are not made with milk for people who are lactose intolerant. So we have anything for everybody.
And it's not just for weight loss, right?
It's not just for weight loss. Okay. I have something. Yeah, energy, people, for guys who want to bulk up, for women who want to, you know, get thick fit. We have it for everybody. That's what we call it.
Right. Thick fit. Did
you say thick fit?
Thick fit. Yeah, I got to explain to me what thick fit is.
Thick fit is like, I know y'all seen women, you know, squatting. Everybody wants the thighs and the butt. And so, like, you know, it's hard, especially, like, for smaller women who are just naturally thin. Like, mm-hmm. Women are trying to be more curvy nowadays. You know, they're trying to gain weight. They're trying to, nobody wants to be stick thin anymore. Everybody wants to have curves. So there is a way that where you can put on lean muscle and you can get fit thick and have, you know, the weight in the right places and it's nice and sculpted.
And there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Wrong with that. Okay. I know the guys aren't complaining.
No. Fern, you got anything?
Definitely. Oh, what other flavors are there in the tea? Are there other flavors besides this one?
Yes, we have other flavors. There's lemonade, strawberry, raspberry. And even if you don't, there's mango too. And even if you don't like the flavor of the tea, like I said, there's sugar-free little crystal light pouches that I am a fan of. They're only 5 calories. You can basically make your tea taste how you want, you know? So it's really good. Just how people make their shakes taste how they want. They add fruits, they'll add anything. You don't have to keep the shake by itself. If you want to spice it up or do different things with it, people add sugar-free syrups and they make all different types of shakes. I'm still learning.
But basically, I mean, you can just make the shake for what it is, right?
Yes.
You had strawberry shortcake today, right?
Yes, I did.
And it was fine just like that.
It was fine just like that. And the one that I brought for you is the cookies and cream. That is the one that I got started on with.
Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream.
There you go.
Sound good?
Yeah, it sounds delicious.
So that's the one I got started with. And even if I was on the go and I didn't have time to blend it, they also have it to where you can have a pouch of it and you can just grab a container of milk from the corner store, throw the pouch in there, shake it up.
I'm on the run all the time. I don't have time to get apples and oranges.
You got the run? What?
I'm on the run.
Oh, you're on the run.
I hope I don't have a run. That'd be a big problem.
Why don't you run your butt into a Kroger store and get you an apple somewhere?
I ain't got time for that.
You ain't got time for that.
I'm catching cheaters all the time.
Okay. Right, Latif, let me ask you a question. If you should stray from Herbalife, what would you cheat for? Latif Gomez, I guess it's the same family. What food would you cheat with?
Oh, man, my cheat meal. Can I be honest with you guys?
Yeah. No, lie to me.
We're all family here. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
I have cheated my diet before, and it still worked. I would break down, and sometimes I would come home. I would go out with my friends. I'm like, oh, my God, it's late. I don't have my shake. We'll roll into Jack in the Box. I'll get up in the morning, take my shake the next day. I was still dropping weight. So my cheat meal, personally, I love seafood. So it's really not that bad of a cheat meal, but I do, you know, eat some fried chicken.
I thought you were going to say Jack in the Box tacos.
Oh, man, I had the nacho taco, but we're not talking about that, though.
Okay. We're talking about healthy. There you go. All right. Okay. So, Latifa, now you have a website, right? And what is the website?
The website is goherbalife.com/LatifaB.
Okay. And we'll be sure to share your site after the show and let people know that you're there to help them and kind of coach them, too, at the same time.
Right, right.
All right. Come on, need your help. So,
yeah, get ready. So we're definitely a family. Everybody in Herbalife, we all help each other out. We all share people's stories. If you go on my Facebook, my Instagram, you'll see everybody's story.
Yes.
I go and it's so easy to find it. I just hashtag Herbalife results and everybody has a different story and everybody really can do it. It's not a hard diet.
Okay, it's a deal. All right, we're going to go to commercial break and come right back. Thank you, Latifa, for being here with Herbalife on the Detective Gomez Radio Show.
Will stand and fight for your rights. If you've been involved in an 18-wheeler accident, a motorcycle accident, or injured at work, call attorney Juan Hernandez. Juan Hernandez is board certified in personal injury trial law. When you've been hurt, you need a specialist in personal injury cases. Juan Hernandez is your lawyer. Call him now at 972-235-4444. That's 972-235-4444. Or on the web at JuanLaw.com.
coastguide.com. Know before you go. Find the right restaurant, the right bar, club, and sporting event. With ToastGuide.com, you'll be matched with the venue that has the specific products, services, and entertainment that you want to enjoy a night out on the town. Simply enter your city name or zip code to get started. ToastGuide.com is free with mobile coupons and incentives. So what are you waiting for? Always know before you go with ToastGuide.com. ASAP Limos. ASAP provides professional limousine services to the residents and businesses of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Whether it's a night on the town, girls' night out, weddings, or a professional chauffeur to the airport, make a great impression on your clients or simply arrive in style to your events. ASAP has many different ride specials for all your special occasions and business needs. ASAP Limos is at your service. Call 972-459-5757 or find them on the web at ASAPLimousinesTX.com and on Facebook at ASAP Limousine Services. Field the Flow Photography, capturing life's precious moments, serving the families of the Dallas-Fort Worth area with wedding photography, quinceañera photography, professional headshots, and much more. Field the Flow Photography is creative, spontaneous, and memorable. Our staff has a passion for photography and will work with you to achieve your visions. Call us at 214-207-0980. Find us on the web at fieldtheflow.com. That's fieldtheflow.com. Or on Facebook at Field the Flow Photography. 214-207-0980. That's 214-207-0980.
Are you or a loved one in jail? Do you have warrants for your arrest? Do you want to get out of jail fast?
Call Atlas Bail Bonds with three locations, Dallas, Irving, and Farmers Branch. Atlas Bail Bonds provides fast, reliable, and confidential bail bond service for the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Open 24 hours a day. Call 214-943-2245 for the Dallas office. That's 214-943-2245. Visit atlasbail.com for more information.
Atlas Bail Bonds, when you want to get out of jail fast.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Corina Hernandez is there to give you peace of mind and plan for the future with life insurance. Corina Hernandez will cover your home and auto for those unexpected accidents and recover from them quickly. Contact Corina at 972-423-7667. That's 972-423-7667. Her office is located at 2301 North Central Expressway, Suite 260.
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a blue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know.
Okay, welcome back to the Detective Gomez Radio Show, and sitting right next to me is Lacey. Lacey, how are you doing today?
Wonderful.
Fantastic, fantastic.
And you?
Turn the microphone a little bit towards her.
There you go.
Right here?
There we go, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Just like that.
Like that.
That's fine. Okay.
Do you want to make a citizen's arrest?
Okay, so Lacey, let's get right into it. Our topic of the day is today about men acting like boys, but acting like men. So tell us a little bit about an experience you had with a guy you were dating.
Sure. I used to think that age was more than just a number. Mm-hmm. And, that's not true.
Okay.
I had recently dated an older gentleman who is pushing well over the hill, and he still does not know how to act.
Okay, and how old was he, if you don't mind me asking?
He's pushing 60. He's going to have a big birthday party here this next month.
Okay, we don't want to know his name, but tell us a little bit about the experience that you had with him that didn't turn out too well.
Well, we can always pull something positive out of any situation.
Okay.
But I would be referring to...
Okay.
A man acting like a child and...
Okay.
And not a man. Yeah. And you run off and you act like you're going to kill yourself.
Okay.
You know, trying to put that guilt on somebody.
Okay. So he talked about killing himself?
Sure, time and time again. And I think it was just what do you call it? A pity party. That's
okay.
What it is.
Yeah, you want pity.
You know, pity. Sure.
Yeah.
Pity.
How old are you? Get him on the ass.
I am pushing ageless.
Okay. All right. So you're ageless and he's 60. Did it kind of turn you off? He was up constantly doing things like that?
It really does. It does. Because, you know, if you can't come correct, don't come at all.
Okay. And what kind of situations would lead him up to say, oh, by the way, I'm going to go kill myself? What kind of situations would
just,
lead him up
to? You know, merely a disagreement or a misunderstanding or just not communicating properly, which, again, there was a good 25-year age bracket.
Right.
So that's naturally we're going to already have so many things that were working against us to begin with, okay. So to speak. But I totally believe that we can pull something positive out of any and every situation.
Okay. What'd you pull out positive out of it?
That I'm single. That's a beautiful thing. You know, now I know my value. Prior, I didn't. I didn't understand that awesome does end with me. And if I don't know my value, nobody else can.
Okay.
And it's I feel free.
Free.
And I thank God for that. God lifted my heart.
Okay.
From
talk.
Under lock and chain.
Okay, let me ask you this,
yes.
Lacey. Now, how'd you meet this gentleman?
Out and about.
Okay.
One crazy evening.
Okay. Crazy evening out and about. All right. So now that you've learned this and now that you've gained something from this, because you said you learned something even though it was a bad experience, you still learned something. What do you take now when you meet another guy? Do you take something different now?
I do. I do not take red flags as a challenge. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't want to come correct, then there are literally, especially with the day of Tinder, 100 more guys ready to go.
Ready to
take you out and at least get, you know, have a chance.
So you're in the...
So you're saying I have a chance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So online dating is good for
Absolutely.
You.
I am a big believer in that. I started online dating 2006.
Okay.
And I guess it's kind of the new age, new wave, and I definitely recommend that for anybody. Just leave your information with somebody you trust.
Okay.
Always have a purse full of condoms. Not that I'm recommending that, but, you know.
Yeah, safe than sorry. That's what I always say.
Safe than sorry,
right,
absolutely.
Right, okay. Condoms in a purse. Tony?
Lacey, what is red flag number one?
Red flag number one is that, red flag number one. To each their own, it just depends. It totally just depends.
No, there's something that's got to tip you off, Lacey.
Something's got to tip you off.
It's a hell no, let's go.
Okay, hell no, let's go. I don't know. I'm not, you know, yesterday was the past, and that's kind of where I'm trying to leave it from this day on. Nothing pops in my mind. Well.
Except him trying to kill himself, obviously, right?
Oh,
that's a turn off.
So we're going back to him. Sorry, I thought I left him a few minutes ago.
Lacey.
Back to, yes.
What about nasal hair?
Nasal hair? You know, I tell you, I have dated some ugly motherfuckers. Can I say that? And here's the thing. When somebody's beautiful on the inside, it doesn't matter what they look like. And I overlook things like that. Actually, I did. I dated this gentleman who was very good looking. And we dated quite a while. And he had not the most beautiful grill I've ever seen. But that is so minuscule. That's something that can be fixed and changed. So I try not to judge people about cosmetics or things that are invalid, really.
Okay.
Beauty is in the soul, Lacey.
For the most part, but when somebody isn't beautiful on the inside, then...
Doesn't matter what they look like on the outside.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Teddy Gomez, I want to hear more about Tinder. Lacey, you talk about Tinder for a minute?
Don't put my Tinder heart in a blender.
There you go. Okay, Pearl, you got anything? You got a question over there? She's speechless right now. Okay, we'll come back to you. Fernie, you got something over there?
Just show
me
a picture that I can't even see.
Okay, Fernie?
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah, I know. You know, talking about the grill and the...
You went there. You took it there. The whole nasal, the nasal hair. That was something else. And that's just a grooming thing. Those are small details.
You work on that part.
But we're caretakers. Yeah. That's what we do. We'll take very good care of you.
I know a red flag.
Go ahead.
When his idea of a date is like to go out with like a bunch of group of friends. That's so childish to me. Like, no. Give me one-on-one time. I don't want to go out with your friend and go drink and
your frat boys.
And
yeah,
and that's like, I hate that. Oh my god,
Perla, that's like a. Are you on Tinder or have you experienced that? It's like a group shot, and you can't tell who is who. And then it's right. Such a disappointment when your friend's hotter than you are.
Lacey,
solo,
I mean,
please.
What about just going out and meeting somebody at a gathering, a networker, or? Out at a maybe an established, you know, a restaurant or something like that. Anything wrong with that?
I've opened to that, but I like to get to the point. I like to have a conversation, exchange a phone number, meet relatively quickly, mm-hmm. and go from there. I'll give you about a cocktail's worth of time, and if you don't come correct in that amount of time, then I may have to dismiss you or call Detective Gomez to make a citizen's arrest. Can I log you in my phone?
Detective Gomez is here to help
that.
You out.
Thank
yes,
you.
Speed
you.
Dial. I'm here to help you out.
Speed dial.
Okay, so now that we've got some of the things that you dislike,
yes.
What are some things that you like about guys?
I love men in general. You know, everybody just wants to be loved, and I think that works for men and women both. We all have feelings.
Okay. All right. So you're not afraid of loving another 60-year-old guy, right?
No, not at all. Age, again, it's nothing but a number, and I don't take anything back. I mean, I had a beautiful experience, mm-hmm. whether it was painful or not. Now I'm a stronger person, and I know more of my value. It was not settling, so to speak, because when you love somebody, you just do.
Mm-hmm.
And he got my heart, but he doesn't have it any longer. I thank God for that.
Does he want you back?
Does he want me back? We'll always love each other. Mm-hmm. They're somewhere, but we know. I mean, already.
How long ago date, please?
Off and on for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there's love there. But
a little history?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, a wonderful person, mm-hmm. but just not for me, vice versa.
Okay. How'd you break it off?
We both deserve better.
How'd you break it off?
We just, turn the page.
Okay, turn the page. Tony? Sorry.
Lacey, you're a pretty good judge of men, for the most part.
Well, apparently not.
Well, no.
At times.
Let's just go for an average.
Sure.
I would say that you were.
What
kind of guy would you pick out for your buddy, Shelly?
For my buddy, Shelly, somebody who can handle a strong, magnificent personality, someone who can say how she feels and what she feels right then and there, somebody who doesn't filter, no social mask, it doesn't matter, just a strong man, somebody independent, somebody who can love and adore that woman for herself.
And it has a good back, right?
A good back? Oh, does somebody need a backyotomy? I missed that. I went around.
She mentioned that earlier. Okay, Tony?
Nice. Let's say, well, you know, Shelly, she said she would kind of like Brad Pitt, but who does she like more on TV?
Are you asking me that question? How would I know? I'm not in Shelly's brain. Not really. I've never idolized people, so to speak. I don't know. I wouldn't know what to tell you.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Any word of advice for other women that may be out dating right now? Any kind of word of advice you'd give
know
someone?
Your value. If you don't know your value, how can you expect anybody else to know your value or to figure out, to tell you what you want? Nobody can tell you what you want. You got to know.
Okay. All right, well, let's end it like that. Know Your Value by Lacey. And
absolutely.
Know who
and
you are. Go ahead. Continue. Continue.
And one more thing, I hate. I cannot stand when men undress me with their eyes. It just takes so damn long.
Can you give us a sample how that works?
I think it's self-explanatory.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time. Can I really make a citizen's arrest here and there?
Yeah. You'll
be I'll call on you daily.
All right, it's a deal. All right, friend, we'll go to commercial break. We're going to come right back on the Detective.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
me sube el corazón, palpita lento el corazón. Y en un silencio tu mirada dice mil palabras. La noche en la que te suplico que no salga el sol.
Bailando.
Corina Hernandez is there to give you peace of mind and plan for the future with life insurance. Corina Hernandez will cover your home and auto for those unexpected accidents and recover from them quickly. Contact Corina at 972-423-7667. That's 972-423-7667. Her office is located at 2301 North Central Expressway, Suite 260.
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Are you or a loved one in jail? Do you have warrants for your arrest? Do you want to get out of jail fast?
Call Atlas Bail Bonds with three locations, Dallas, Irving, and Farmers Branch. Atlas Bail Bonds provides fast, reliable, and confidential bail bond service for the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Open 24 hours a day. Call 214-943-2245 for the Dallas office. That's 214-943-2245. Visit atlasbail.com for more information.
Atlas Bail Bonds, when you want to get out of jail fast.
Field of Flow Photography, capturing life's precious moments, serving the families of the Dallas-Fort Worth area with wedding photography, quinceañera photography, professional headshots, and much more. Field of Flow Photography is creative, spontaneous, and memorable. Our staff has a passion for photography and will work with you to achieve your visions. Call us at 214-207-0980. Find us on the web at fielddaflow.com.
That's feeltheflow.com. Or on Facebook at Feel the Flow Photography. 214-207-0980. That's 214-207-0980. ASAP Limos. ASAP provides professional limousine services to the residents and businesses of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Whether it's a night on the town, girls' night out, weddings, or a professional chauffeur to the airport, make a great impression on your clients or simply arrive in style to your events. ASAP has many different ride specials for all your special occasions and business needs. ASAP Limos is at your service. Call 972-459-5757 or find them on the web at ASAPLimousinesTX.com and on Facebook at ASAP Limousine Services. ToastGuide.com. Know before you go. Find the right restaurant, the right bar, club, and sporting event. With ToastGuide.com, you'll be matched with the venue that has the specific products, services, and entertainment that you want to enjoy a night out on the town. Simply enter your city name or zip code to get started. ToastGuide.com is free with mobile coupons and incentives. So what are you waiting for? Always know before you go with ToastGuide.com.
The Loves is the Juan Hernandez will stand and fight for your rights. If you've been involved in an 18-wheeler accident, a motorcycle accident, or injured at work, call attorney Juan Hernandez. Juan Hernandez is board certified in personal injury trial law. When you've been hurt, you need a specialist in personal injury cases. Juan Hernandez is your lawyer. Call him now at 972-235-4444. That's 972-235-4444. Or on the web at juanlaw.com.
Cause it doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, cause I see true summer in your eyes.
You've got it locked on to the Detective Gomez Radio Show.
Detective Gomez Radio Show.
Here's the topic of the day.
Okay, welcome back to the Detective Gomez Radio Show. We got Miss Perla here next to us. And okay, fantastic, fantastic. Okay, so you know, we've been talking about different things that women want from men, and the most important thing is not to act like a boy and be responsible. Exactly. I think Lacey and Shelley both had experiences mm-hmm. where they had were dating men that obviously didn't have it together yet.
Yeah.
And we've got a few more comments we want to read here from.
We've got
another one here by Miss Marissa Castro. It says, "When he doesn't make time for you, when he doesn't make you his priority." Is that important?
And home is his priority?
Well, she just says that you don't make him your priority. So I guess you're not coming first, you're coming second. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's kind of like
you do the Ricky Bobby.
Yeah.
You ain't first, you're last.
And I think that. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, is that a turnoff for women?
Yeah. Women want to be number one. Oh my gosh, yes. If you don't want to be with me, why are you wasting my time? I hate when somebody wastes my time. I cannot stand that.
How important is it for men to, you know, say, hey, by the way, Perla, I want to go do this or this or this. Is it better for them to tell you in advance or for you just to find out after you start looking for them? You see what I mean? Like, you haven't heard from me all day, and all of a sudden, hey, Danny, where are you? Oh, I'm over at the baseball game. I forgot to tell you.
No, I need to know ahead of time. Oh, do you want to?
I got a question. Okay, what's the difference between wasting your time and investing your time? Where's the difference?
Well,
because like obviously when you first meet somebody, mm-hmm. you need to get to know them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, what constitutes wasting your time?
Well, I mean, if you ask a girl to be your girlfriend, mm-hmm. you already know that you're going to have to check in.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Better check in.
At least daily.
Yeah. You're going to have to take me out on dates. Mm-hmm. I can't just sit in your room and watch movies with you every day of the week. I can't do that. No. Yes, guys. What else? You need to know that you're ready for a relationship and you're going to take every step possible to make that relationship last.
Okay.
I mean, if you're just still going to act like a little boy and call me whenever you feel like it, do whatever you want and act like you're free, that's wasting my time. Because I'd rather be single than date somebody like that.
All right.
Now Shelley and Lacey are still in our studio audience, Ted Gomez.
I see them.
Okay. So I'm going to ask that. I got two words for everyone. High maintenance.
Are we?
I've got to ask this. How soon in the relationship can I wear sweatpants?
Gosh, I'm not saying. No, you know what I think? You know what I think it is? That men, or I guess we can call them men, the male species of today, like, we have to lower our standards way much.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if a lot of women with me agree. Hopefully you can respond on the Radio Gomez feed. Facebook and let us know, because I feel high maintenance. Are you serious?
I'm not trying to be derogatory. I'm just saying. And no, you should expect a lot.
I do.
Okay. I mean, don't set your sights low, but, you know, we got to wear sweatpants sometimes. Is
that
cool?
Fine.
But you can wear sweatpants on the first date. That's not a problem. But typically, I have a key to their place before I spread my legs.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, Lacey,
that's
nice.
Yeah.
So said Lacey.
Very informative. Shelley, do you have a comment there?
I just think that a lot of women have gotten to the point where they've lowered the bar so much that guys get away with murder, basically,
exactly,
in the dating world. And I think what it comes down to is, as women, we need to have respect for ourselves, and we need to raise the bar so that they meet it. And that's what's not happening. Mm-hmm. Is there just too many easy girls out there?
Exactly.
And so they don't have to make effort, because they can call 20 other easy girls.
They can get on Tinder and
Tinder, Ronnie.
Okay.
I agree.
I think Pearl has a good point here. I think communication and being able, I don't think the word check-in is probably the proper word, but communicate with the person says that you're involved with. Just let them know where you're at. Good morning, good night, what you're doing today. I'm going to go do this. Just communicate a little bit so they'll know what you're doing, so that they don't go looking for you. Because if they have to go looking for you and you're in a so-called relationship, that's when the problems start.
Exactly.
All about the communication.
I'm going to bring up one thing that hasn't been brought up. I mean, between men and boys, I want to get everybody's opinion. What is your opinion? A man, a real man, is a godly man.
I hope he washes his balls.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Let Shelley answer.
And this is what I get.
Yeah.
A real man's a godly man. Is he? You know, does he believe in a higher power? You know, regardless of whatever religion he is, what he is, does he follow the rules of the Bible, the scriptures, and so on and so. Does he participate in church? Does he serve in things of that nature? How much of importance is that? Or what is your opinion on that phrase that a man is a godly man?
I'll say for me, I'm not a religious person. I'm a spiritual person. I've had some religious experiences in the past that weren't so great. But I don't expect someone for myself that I'm not willing to give.
Okay.
I'm definitely not a churchgoer.
Okay.
But I want someone – I follow the golden rule in life. That's my one rule in life. Do unto others as you want to be done unto you.
Okay.
So I treat other people like I want to be treated. And all I want from someone is for them to treat me the same.
Okay.
You know, so someone who has a moral code is what I want. They don't have to be religious, because, you know, not everyone believes that there is some guy in the sky that, you know, has magical powers.
Okay.
Not that I don't believe that, but a lot of people that don't believe in God do.
Okay.
Put it that way.
Right.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't you have an opinion on that?
On Fernie's statement or Shelley's statement?
On Fernie's statement.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to be led by someone. And that's going to be a solid dude mostly. If you uphold your Ten Commandments, Fernie, you're going to be an upstanding guy. And let me reemphasize this, that men should respect women. Okay.
Okay.
That's why God took the rib, okay, to make you equal with us, not below, not at our feet, to make us top of you and not above us.
Okay.
So.
All right, Lacey, do you have an opinion on that?
I have have dated men that use church as a front, or just because they have a cross around their neck does not mean that they're representative of that.
Very good point.
I have experienced those.
Okay.
So yeah, you might use that.
Yeah. All right. Perla?
Or maybe that's an assumption as well.
Yeah. No, sorry. I think I don't think I've ever dated like a church man, but I'm assuming that, yeah, if you're a godly man, you're going to have more morals, you're going to have more respect for women. So, yeah, in a sense, I think that, but that doesn't make like a man more, like a man a man.
Yeah.
Right.
What would that not make a man? But no, and I get what she's talking about, and I have experienced people, and there are guys out there who may use a church or religion as a front to try to use that as a hook try to catch ladies. But yeah, you do have to kind of weed those things out. But it's not just religion. It could be anything else. It could be money. It could be power, or anybody just putting up a front. So it doesn't have to be church in particular. Like I say, yeah, I got all this money and put up a front and say, yes, we're popping bottles. But in the long run, I don't. Same thing with everything else.
Okay.
I mean, you have to back up what you say.
Well, Fernie, you know, sometimes I share man secrets with our lady guests and co-hosts. Mm-hmm. We're gonna use whatever we got.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
now you shouldn't. Now you shouldn't use church. Well, I'm saying, Farnie, but men will use whatever we got. If you like my car, I'm gonna use my car. If you like my occupation, I'm gonna use that.
See, but here's the thing about that. Like, I'm the type of woman, and I live in Dallas. Dallas is a very pretentious city for the most part.
A lot of $30,000 millionaires in this town, right?
Yes, there is a lot.
Yeah. But those things just don't matter to me. Like, I've had guys tell me, oh, I drive a Hummer, I'm an investment banker for whatever, or all these different things. Like, I make this. I actually had a guy one time tell me how much he made a year. And I'm like, really? Oh, you just told me that? I'm like, why did you tell me that? He's like, well, don't you care? Like, I can buy you things. I can take you shopping on trips. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
then
no.
Do it. Don't tell me
I said,
it.
The one thing that matters to me about a guy is, how are you going to treat me? Yeah. That's all I care about.
The actions speak better.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Fernie, bring up the godly thing.
Yeah.
And as a detective, I've worked on numerous cases where people could quote the Bible and are still out cheating on their wives or girlfriends.
Exactly.
So it doesn't really matter.
Cheaters are in church, too.
Yeah. So it's your actions in the end. It's your actions in the end that define who you are,
and then
pretty
if
much.
You just are not in a hurry, which we should nourish each other and get to know each other. This is my opinion.
I'm talking to the mics, ready?
Personally, my opinion, but if people would just slow down, step back, and get to know one another, and find out first if you even fucking like one another, instead of just jumping into something, giving yourself away on the first night, and then expecting somebody to fulfill something that you expectations on somebody you don't even know.
Okay, Fern.
Right. That reminds me of the day that the story you like telling, that you went out to the bar and this lady came up to you, didn't even give you her name.
No.
I got four kids. Tell that story to everybody who haven't heard that story.
Yeah, no, I went to a bar once, and this girl was attractive, and I said, can I buy you a drink? And
she goes, well, that night.
Oh, by the way, I got four kids, and I'm like, okay, that's really nice, but do you have a name? You know what I mean? So
that's funny.
You know, I was like, man, give me a break. But some women just kind of throw it all at you one time. Just relax.
Yeah, Michelle,
I steamroll a man, but not quite like that.
Michelle,
I got two cats.
Michelle, that is very superficial to open up with, I make X amount of dollars.
Yeah.
But they really can't tell you out front, or they can't open up with, yeah, I'm going to take care of you. But realistically, what do you want to hear a guy say first?
First, I mean, it's not ever a bad thing to tell a woman she's attractive. But, I mean, for me, I think the first thing is, like, what are their intentions with you? Mm-hmm. That's a very important thing from the beginning. And not necessarily the first date, but after the first few dates. You should have some sort of discussion. Say you had three dates by that point. Mm-hmm. They should be at some level to be able to say on some level, this is where I want to head with you. I want to explore things or I don't. Because I think that after two or three dates, you know someone's personality enough. You know if you're attracted to them enough, whether or not you want to proceed. And I think that a lot of men just lose the whole like concept of intention.
Right.
Are you dating with intention or are you just dating to date?
And be honest. If you want to just date somebody, look, I'm going out to date you, and that's it. I'm not looking.
Yeah. Do you want to be a player? Yeah.
Well,
it
doesn't make you a player. It just makes you want to date. Because a lot of times people got goals and things like that they're working on right now, and they don't want to get involved in a serious relationship with some crazy girl.
Like for me, exactly. No,
why do you look at me when you say that?
But you know,
trust me, there's a lot of crazy guys out there too.
Right, but sometimes women are like, "Oh, well, I want a relationship. I want you." You know, and I'm like, "Hey, relax.
Calm down.
A relationship, and I eventually want marriage and kids, but I don't want it with the wrong guy because I already did that before." So I'm very selective about the guys I date.
Very good.
Shelly, you want to open up with, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah, if I'm that talking to Fernie or anybody.
That would win points if you did that to me.
All right. How you doing?
We want to thank Shelly and Lacey for being here today.
Thank you.
We want to thank Miss lovely Perla Trevizio for being here all the way from Fort Worth, Texas. Thank you for being here.
Condom. Put that name in bold.
Okay. thank you, Lacey, for that tip of advice. And Fernie, well, thank you for doing any job today.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I think we're on point now. Thank you for everybody who's watching us. Remember, if you didn't get to watch this show in its entirety, we will be posting up the links, ladies, for Ustream. Share them, like them, pass this word along. So if you think that the information that we talked about today could be useful to one of your friends, copy and paste the link. We'll be on Facebook. We also have a hashtag on Twitter, hashtag DG Radio.
That's right. I also want to thank Latifah with Herbalife for being here today. If you need an energy drink or try to get in shape, or like I need to get in shape, you need contact with her. We'll share her link after the show. And thank you for coming by, Latifah. Really appreciate that. And it's been a great show. A lot of
thank you for having us.
Yes, Perla, thank you for being here today. We finally got you on the show. Finally.
Yes,
and finally.
And ladies, thank you for the macaroni and cheese once again. It was really good.
Absolutely.
And the drink and everything else made a very, very fruitful evening, afternoon. Tony?
We got fed and got some knowledge, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us this afternoon. We'll see you next week on the Radio Show.